Patricia Wagner, a University of Wisconsin Extension agent, says in a typical year, farmers have already sold much of the previous year's corn and soybeans by September. But low commodity prices meant some producers took a gamble.
Many were kind of waiting out a sale of that crop for, you know, a future market price that was going to be better, and it didn't materialize. And so instead of having those options, now they're going to end up probably being in a situation where they're going to have to take what they can get.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 55% more corn and 58% more soybeans in Wisconsin storage facilities this year compared to 2016. Wagner says producers face added costs for moving the crop out of current storage, and some co-ops may charge producers an extra fee for storing the year-old grain. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.